current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Chain Reaction. In the Netherlands, an Egyptian young man named Anas Habib went to the Egyptian embassy in Hague and protested for the starvation in Gaza. But unlike other protests, he chose to protest in a way that reflected the Egyptian regime's participation in the starvation of our people in Gaza. He had gotten a bicycle locked and locked the gates of the embassy. And when told to open it, he stated, quote, "It's locked from their side, not ours." Using the same excuse the Egyptian regime uses when saying they are unable to get any aid in because the Jewish entity has locked it on, quote, their end in Gaza. Quote, "For 2 years, they've participated in their, Palestinians, killing and starvation, lying to the poor people who live there, telling them, no, the crossing is closed from the Israeli side, not from ours," end quote. After his brave act, other Dutch activists locked up the embassy in the same way. The two activists were detained and shortly released without charge. This form of protest also inspired others around the world. More than 16 countries have shut down their embassies due to the protests erupting outside of them, pressuring the Egyptian regime to move to help the people of Gaza. In Turkey, three young Egyptian women did as Anas had done and locked the Egyptian embassy from the outside. What is clear is that the people are fed up with the way nothing is changing for the people of Gaza. Their frustration has grown because our brothers and sisters' suffering is only getting worse. People are beginning to grow even angrier with the regimes that are complicit in this genocide. And now, they are starting to face those regimes, standing up to them and demanding that those artificial borders be opened. People's patience is growing thin with these regimes, whom are complicit in this genocide on the people of Gaza. Complicit in killing, murdering, and starving the innocent children, women, men, and the elderly in Gaza. People know and can see that the Egyptian regime is capable of relieving the people of Gaza from the torture they are enduring. They can not only relieve the people of Gaza from the starvation executed by the Zionist entity, they can also put a complete end to the entire occupation of the blessed land. The Egyptian army has the capability of removing and uprooting this monstrous entity overnight. They are capable of liberating Gaza, the Masjid al-Aqsa, and all of Palestine. They can do it by simply moving the armies for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the obligation that has been set upon them, jihad. O army of the Kinana, remember the words of Allah when He says,
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا.
And what is it with you? You do not fight in the cause of Allah and were oppressed. Men, women, and children who cry out, "Our Lord, deliver us from this land of oppressors. Appoint for us a savior. Appoint for us a helper. All by your grace." Surah An-Nisa, ayah 75. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.